from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Pro wrestling legend Ric Flair says he had sex with several dozen celebrities over the years. He always used to brag about taking the ladies for a ride on Space Mountain.
Oh, God.
The thing about Rick is that he really was that party guy back in the day. And quite a few women did take that ride. And he has a podcast called The Ric Flair Show. And on a recent episode, he was asked if any celebrities had ridden Space Mountain. And he said, oh, gosh, several dozen.
Several dozen.
Okay.
He did mention one by name. I mean, of the dozen, he only mentioned one, and that was Halle Berry. I guess she was in Atlanta and just got divorced from David Justice back in 97. And Flair is 67 now, so he would have been in his late 40s at that time. And Halle is 50, so she would have been in her early 30s at that time. Mm. And then back then, you know, he was huge. So in the party scene or whatever, like that celebrity party scene, she might have met Rick, a little, you know, and ended up sleeping with him. But what her representatives are saying, no, that never happened. There's no truth to this. Halle has literally never even heard of him, let alone met him.
I believe that 100%.
Defensive sounds defensive.
It does. And then it goes on to be more defensive. A man doesn't get to sexualize and lie about a woman he's never met to better himself or his name. It's offensive, demeaning, and beyond misogynistic. Maybe, that sounds like you slept with him.
Maybe he had sex with a girl who looked a little like Halle Berry.
And said she was Halle Berry? Get into the party?
Right, like, what person hasn't, like, you look like, have anybody ever said you look like so-and-so? And you're like, well, I am so-and-so. I bet that happens all the time, fake celebrity. So some girl's just pretty.
Maybe.
And now he just thinks he had sex with Halle Berry.
Maybe she doesn't remember. I mean, there's people I don't remember having sex with. Come on. Everyone knows, there's somebody you always forgot, right?
Well, for some of you people have been a lot more active than me.
Yeah.
I can count them all on one hand. And the hand is actually...
is four and five.
The first three.
Okay. Oh, wow. We went the exact opposite. You went first three, I went four and five. What a team.
But there's one I don't remember.
Covered every finger.
There's one I don't remember. You said the ex is, how is it misogynistic? Misogynistic is a man who hates women, doesn't trust women, has little time for women.
I guess taking her reputation and throwing it under the bus.
Yeah, because... would you want Ric Flair on your belt there? Like, you had sex with Ric Flair.
Thank you, Heidi. Look at that face Heidi has right now.
Oh, ew.
The face.
It's like Celine Dion sucking a lemon face.
Because, and there's every woman out there has that guy that she'll make that face for because she had sex with him. And she she doesn't count him or he's the eraser guy.
I was really, really drunk.
And yeah. And if anybody ever asked you, you've convinced yourself that eraser guy never happened.
You would pass a lie detector because
you'll believe your own lie so much you could pass a lie detector. But you did, in fact, have sex with that guy. All right, ladies, raise your hands. The ladies I can see. Have you ever had sex with a guy that you... erased in your brain. All right, Lisa May is being honest. Yes, she erased a guy. And if somebody asks you today, you've convinced yourself that you never had sex with him.
Michael Moore and I never did it.
Oh, wow.
Wow. All right.
Never happened.
Well, he's claiming he never slept with you either. That's...
Oh, no.
Fair enough.
That's sad.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm now asking you, did you have sex with a celebrity? And you call up and say, allegedly you had sex with this particular celebrity, and they would deny ever having sex with you. So just tell us basically what celebrity you had sex with. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Let's talk to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Good morning. How are you guys?
So you slept with a celebrity.
Well, it's not a celebrity, but his wife.
You slept with a celebrity's wife?
Ooh, that's juicy.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a baseball player. He's a pitcher.
For what team?
He was with the Dodgers at the time.
Oh.
Did she give you oral?
She did.
Oh! I guessed it!
Oh. I scored my own home run. And got deep into that dugout.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a buddy come over and pinch hit for you?
No, but it was a buddy that got me the pitch hitting. So it was all
well,
good.
That's craziness right there. How did you two meet? At a game?
No, it was actually just she got over to one of his buddies' house who I knew, and it was a Monday night football game, and shit, stuff just happened.
And stuff just happened. One thing led to another.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
and she'd probably deny it to this day. Are they still together? Do you know?
I don't think they are. I think he got traded. He got traded to the Padres and then to the Mets. And they end up getting divorced.
And they traded her.
Ended up having a couple kids with a couple different women or something like that.
So. Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Brian, for sharing your story of celebrity betting.
Usually baseball players' wives are pretty hot.
Yeah.
Usually.
Well, yeah.
But I'm thinking it's probably pretty easy to sleep with a baseball player's wife. Because I think that they have entered that world of, you know, he has so many games and so many other towns, and he's probably sleeping with women too, that every now and then she'll, just to get back at him in the back of her mind, grab a random guy at a football party and sleep with him, just so she can feel that they're on a level playing field of relationship.
Maybe so.
All athlete wives.
Oh, God,
Frank. I think there's that chance. If you see an athlete's wife, go talk to her. There's a good chance you're gonna tap it.
She may be completely unsatisfied, eh? And maybe it's wrong to judge him, but I think there's a lot of gold diggers out there who saw dollar signs and don't really have the love and affection that maybe most wives would have for their husbands, so they're more likely to cheat, eh?
Perhaps. Yeah, but if that's the case, then why would you risk losing that or ruining a good thing? It's like, I can't.
That's common sense, though.
Cheat.
Not everyone uses.
If I get caught or he finds out, then it's like, there, bye-bye money.
I don't think anybody cheats and thinks they're going to get caught. I mean, if you're already in the act of cheating, I think that you've convinced yourself that you're going to get away with it, or else you're wanting to get caught.
Cheaters with a lot to lose.
You believe that you're untouchable and that you can get away with anything, that you're an ultimate liar and that you can live a double life.
I guess it's like those people that will have sex with somebody in their own home, and you're like, so you're saying those kind of people want to be caught deep down. Like when you're like, wow, you had sex, you came home and had sex with somebody while I was away? Like, that's risky.
Well, if I'm at home, there's less chance of me being seen out in public with this other person, like leaving a hotel.
Yeah.
I could always say she was the Avon lady. And I was buying something for you, honey. Thanks for ruining your birthday presents.
So sweet.
Anyway, let's go back to the calls. What celebrity did you sleep with that they'd probably not claim you? Hello, Jen.
Hi, yeah. I slept with Robert Downey Jr. back in the 80s.
Wow, Iron Man, huh?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the partying?
It wasn't that great of an accomplishment back then, but now.
That was his partying era, right?
Yes.
How was he?
White. All white. No tan lines whatsoever.
That's what you remember, that he had no tan lines?
He was so filled with cocaine that he had just turned white.
Was he whiter than Michael Jackson?
Just completely pale at all times.
So were you at a party?
On a movie set.
On a movie set? Are you an actress?
No, it was in college. I was a stand-in for the summer.
Then lay-in in this case.
What movie was it? Less Than Zero?
No, Tough Turk.
Tough Turk. You know, that movie, Tough Turk.
Well, what was the name of the movie again?
Tough Turf. It also had James Spader in it.
Did you sleep with James Spader, too?
No.
Did he want to?
No, he just wore headphones the whole time and listened to classical music.
And he had really bad hair back then, as I recall.
Yes.
All right, we're looking you up on IMDb right now. Jen and Tough Turf.
Yeah. No, I don't think they list the extras in the stand-in.
All right, Jen, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you tickets to see Alice in Chains at the Fox Theater in Pomona tonight, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
It's possible he wouldn't even remember her if it happened, because if that was his partying era, maybe he did a lot of things that didn't stick in the brain.
And I'm sure there were a lot of Jens in Robert Downey Jr.'s life.
Mm. Let's go to Bob on line two. Hello, Bob.
Hello, everybody.
Celebrity betting, who did you sleep with?
Well, he would definitely deny it because he's in the closet. I kind of feel bad about it, but Nick Fordson, he's in a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, I thought he was out.
Well, he's out.
He'll love to hear that.
Say that much.
He'll love to hear that. I thought he was out.
I did.
He's in the closet. Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly,
know.
This guy, Bob.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hi.
You're our last call for celebrity betting before we get to traffic. So who'd you sleep with? Allegedly.
Famous baseball player, Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench, he's a Hall of Famer.
Cincinnati Red?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you from Cincinnati? Is that where you slept with him?
No, I've met him up with him at the Bob Hope Classic out in Palm Springs. He was playing in a tournament, so we hooked up.
What were you doing there?
I was there to see the tournament, the golf.
So you were just, you were in the, you know, just the crowd?
Yeah, in the crowd, yeah.
Did he pick you out and say, hey, you, come wash my balls.
I picked him out. No, we just talked and then invited him over.
What year was this?
Oh, it was in the 80s.
Early 80s, mid 80s, late 80s?
Mid, I think.
Because he's done playing in 83, wasn't he?
Yes, I was out playing golf, retired. Johnny Bench, he's a Hall of Famer. Well, congratulations,
yeah, that's
Jill.
That's a good one.
But do you think Johnny Bench, since that was mid-80s, and this is about remembering people you had sex with, do you think Johnny Bench would remember you?
Probably not. I don't.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So this was like when Ric Flair says he slept with Halle Berry back in 1997, there's a good chance that she might not even remember it. She was recently divorced from David Justice, out partying, you know, probably drinking a little too much. I mean, I'm Halle Berry. You know, I'm divorced. I mean, considered one of the hottest women on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, people are saying, what's wrong with Halle Berry? Because who would ever leave her? So now she's out there drinking, and Ric Flair, with his charisma, goes up, and she's going to sleep
with
him. I mean,
he's got Flair in his name. There's got to be a party.
I don't know personal experience, but I've heard it said that sometimes people make the wrong decisions when they're sexually aroused.
You've heard that? That
I've just heard. That sometimes the right move is not the move you make. Common sense or logic goes out the window because you're not thinking with your brain.
All right. So, ladies, for Halle Berry, has your vagina ever made a poor decision for you? Raise your hands, ladies, I can see. We've already heard about Michael Moore from Lisa May. Now, really, how many times has your vagina decided what you're going to do, Lisa?
Oh, a lot of times. Or my drunk brain. I'm not sure. Sometimes it was hard to tease it out. But, you know, the difference with Halle Berry and this guy, who I also had never heard of before, is that they were both famous. So two famous people would probably remember each other as opposed to one famous person and just some chick on the road. You know what I mean?
That is true. But she's
unless you find out, like, yeah, he was a professional wrestler. Then you go watch clips of him doing the wrestling thing. And Ric Flair was you're like, oh, my God, I got to
deny. But, I mean, he was like a big guy. Right, like physically a big imposing guy, but
not like a Hulk Hogan-ish. I mean, he was just more of the show. I mean, he came in very flamboyant, the blonde, bleach blonde hair. Look him up,
okay,
and see if you slept with him back in 1997, you'd be denying it today.
Threesome with Michael.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Thank you for participating. I found out yesterday that we have more passes to Desert Trip. Look at that. We're finding.
Whoa. Oh, that's the greatest
prize
ever.
We're going to be moving out of this building. And so we've been moving boxes and chairs and desks around. We found some laying under a desk somewhere. It's like, where'd we get these? So I'll be telling you, I guess, later in the show how you can win those passes for weekend one, which is coming up this weekend.
And that is probably the greatest thing you'll ever see the rest of your life. You just won't see that much talent in the same place, same time again. It just can't happen. So you got to win this.
Yeah, we haven't figured out how we're going to give those away. It could be prize chicken, could be something else. So keep listening. We're coming right back. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.